Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
At Quiet Calm Pack University Theaters, AP reporters are being grabbed. They're having their recorders taken because Anthony Scalia doesn't want his speeches recorded where he openly says get rid of the Constitution. We know he's been doing that. We got them coming on the show. They're arresting people for signs in their yards that say the government's corrupt. They are arresting people that hand out pro-America videos. They are telling people not to go public with public information in the Houston Chronicle about the person running the Texas-Mexico border situation out of the Capitol being a Mexican lobbyist, which is totally illegal. I mean, they just call up and say, we'll arrest you if you keep talking about these public documents. That's the new America. These politicians have gotten to the point, and their minions, where they think we're their slaves. Meanwhile, our troops are getting slaughtered pell-mell, innocent Iraqi children, you name it. I hear bloodthirsty demons on talk radio saying, kill everybody in Fallujah, just nuke the city. So that means if somebody down the road from you kills four cops, that the government should kill everybody in a 300,000-size city. Because that's what they're saying. That's how nuts it is. Meanwhile, maggots are eating the brains of our troops chained down in the VA, and I'm told that was finally on national television last night. We've been reporting out of the AP for 4 years. Just massive DU, troops dying, deadly vaccines, MMR, massive brain damage of the children. Government CDC documents admit it. They say they're going to continue it and increase the thimerosal in shots for babies in three of the key shots, including the MMR and, of course, the flu. Just wholesale pure wickedness at a level I've never before seen. I'm not joking. I've got the articles documented, okay? You know what's going on. It's the norm in history. Now it's upon us, the super tyranny. And people are waking up to you. I hope you know that, you control freak demons. The smart criminals go and join the government. Let's go to calls. We'll get back into all this news. Oh, my goodness. Who is up next here? Who's up first? Don and KC, then Charles, Chuck, and others. Don, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Well, what do you think of all this?
Oh, man. Hey, you mentioned about the Iraq situation, this escalating situation. I think that they're also escalating the use of that old term militia again. And I wanted to bring up a subject to you. I don't know if you've covered it before, but on the Internet, someone made some interesting observations about the Sears Tower in Chicago and April 19th.
Yeah, we posted it. And by the way, Larry Silverstein, the owner of the WTCs, he just bought it.
Yeah. That's a good page to spread around. I know they don't care much what we do anymore, but still, the more people aware of that, a little bit more embarrassing to them if they try to pull it off.
Well, Silverstein said they blew up WTC-7 on 9/11, but nobody calls him on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, by the way, I've been noticing something about the neocons you mentioned yesterday. I'm wondering if they're a kind of a actual creation of the CIA under this Mockingbird.
Oh, they're admittedly. Admittedly. Oh, yeah, the government runs these people.
I can see people like O'Reilly and Savage and people like that being outright agents, throwing these firebombs.
Yeah, they say it's conservative, put everybody in camps, it's conservative, fight the New World Order, get behind Bush when it's his daddy calling for a New World Order.
Yeah.
They're the liberals, they're the socialists, and they even fool the idiot liberals, the mainstream liberals, by thinking they're really conservatives. Then liberals think conservatives are bad, stay in their liberal camp. That keeps that mind control going. Then conservatives hear Savage say he's a conservative. Then they buy into putting people in camps.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, keep up the great passion, man. We really appreciate it out here.
Well, man, I appreciate you, but, I haven't been this passionate in a while because I've never seen such... 2 weeks ago, they threw out the Fourth Amendment and said no more warrants. A week ago, the Supreme Court says no more Fifth Amendment. They said it. They're just wall-to-wall. America is that Bill of Rights, boys and girls. And just... Oh, man, it is bad. And they want this tyranny in place so they can take the middle class's money. That's their official plan. So keep laughing, yuppies. You're about to get it.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91, or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, that number we gave out in the last hour is a good number. It goes to one of the main state police offices. If you want to talk to the Lyon County substation, this is the number to call. I want everybody to call this number. I just called them, and I said, I'm ashamed to be an American. We're getting the national media in on this, the Associated Press and others. We've seen the news articles, seen some of the arrest paperwork where you arrest people for giving them videotapes of a congressman giving a speech and a videotape of government corruption being exposed. This is shameful. And they said, well, we're aware of the case. We can't talk about the case. You need to call this substation. And they gave me this number. I want every one of you, and you know I hardly ever ask for this, because he's going to face a year in prison on Monday, Kelly Rushing, to call this number. And they, I just called it, they are arrogant. 270-856-3721. 270-856-3721. And just let them know that you are ashamed. You are ashamed of Kentucky, that you cannot believe the persecution of good Americans, and that this is not China or Russia. And just tell them that you're going to make sure national attention is brought to bear on this, and that lawsuits be brought in the future on this. I mean, this is incredible. So 270-856-3721. Call that number now. 270-856-3721. Let's go ahead now and talk to Charles in Louisiana, then we'll take a call in Virginia. Charles, go ahead.
Yes, sir, Mr. Jones. Forgive me for calling again, but But I want to tell the listeners, do not let them discourage them. Keep passing the tapes out. They want to stop us, but they got to keep going.
Now, Charles, you've been listening for 6-7 years to the show, one of our first syndicated listeners. You've made 4,500+ copies of my videos. The police went from threatening to arrest you years ago to paying you for more copies, correct?
Well, they gave me money to buy blank tapes, to make tapes for them,
yes,
and things like this.
So describe what the videos have done.
Well, I'll make explain what happened this morning. I've been passing out the Fourth Amendment, you know, and I told you on the windshield. You know, on a windshield of cars, because we don't have, they can come in your house in Louisiana, Texas, and Mississippi with no search warrant.
I hope they don't arrest you for
the Fourth Amendment being bad. Well, what happened was, I went to Piggly Wiggly in Baton Rouge, and I had 200 copies, and I was putting them on the windshields. And all of a sudden, the police come up there, nice woman, and she said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm putting this, the Fourth Amendment on the windshield." And she said, "Let me see that." And she said, "Well," I said, "Am I doing something wrong?" She said, "No, but they're saying that you're fooling with the cause." I said, "I'm not fooling with the cause.
And everybody does that. We all get that on our windshields once a week when we come out from the shopping mall or the grocery store. And
well,
now we've got secret police asking you what you're doing.
Yeah, well, the manager said I was littering, but I was picking them up. I asked people were throwing them off the windshield. So help me, I was picking them up. And she looked at it. She said, "You know, you got to get a life." I said, "I do have a life. I'm trying to defend this country."
You are the ultimate patriot. You're 1,000 times the hero that Michael Jordan or Tiger Woods or Montana is. You're a hero.
No,
God bless you.
No,
I love you.
She said,
"Thank you for defending my family."
Yeah,
Thank you.
So she said, "Well," I said, "I'm trying to defend this country." I said, "You realize that they might throw you off the police force and you're going to come in your house without a search warrant, ma'am? Maybe arrest your mother?" And she went, "Oh, Lord." She said, "I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I got to write a report up. I'm going to sit in this car. Don't put them on the windshields. Give it to the people in their hand as they come out." I said, "Yes, ma'am." And she watched me. I had passed about 35 until I was out. I waved goodbye to her, and she waved goodbye, and she drove off.
Well, you say she was nice. That wasn't nice at all.
Well, I mean, she could have arrested
me. She needs to get a life.
Yeah. Well, I told her, I said, my life is defending this country. But the main thing is people must not get discouraged with this guy passing the tapes out. They could just hand it to people, put them on police cars. Listen, they're trying to discourage us from doing this, and I'm scared that the people...
You know what? I'm going to get the address to the Lyon County Courthouse, and this is our right to do it, and I think we need to send 10,000 copies of my videos. Everybody needs to make copies until they're knee-deep in them.
Well, I've been making them since I've been hearing you, since I got my first tape, Police 2000. And I've been making them since 1999. And I encourage people, if they love this country, they could pass out 10 tapes, buy a tape. Listen, what stops people from buying a tape and giving it to somebody? I mean, people's got to wake up. They got to quit sitting down there listening to the show and start doing what you're saying. We don't have much time, Mr. Jones. I beg people, please get some courage.
You love this country, don't you? You love it. You love it. You love it. I love this country. I love it. I love freedom.
Well, I want to tell you,
they're destroying our country. They're destroying America. They're chewing our soul out.
Hey, I'm willing to die for my country, believe it or not. I'm willing to die for Miss Jones. And you encourage me, and I'm going to take that knowledge, and I'm going to keep going till the day I die. And I thank you, sir. And I'm pleased, people, don't not let that discourage you. That's one incident. I've been out 4,884, I think that's it. And guess what? I had trouble, and guess what? I got respect from it. People, I would have went to jail for not putting these tapes out. Preachers went against me, and the police wouldn't arrest me.
God bless you, sir. I appreciate the call. For those that just joined us, they are arresting people for putting yard signs that say our court system's corrupt. The Houston Chronicle, they're threatening to arrest people who put out public documents that people running the Capitol are Mexican lobbyists. That's Houston Chronicle. They're grabbing reporters. It's happening everywhere. And now one of our listeners in the newspaper gave a police officer a video with Ron Paul giving a speech off C-SPAN, and they arrested him, and they are charging him with terroristic threats, saying the tape is a threat, a congressman giving a speech. And we've got to get the news media on this. It's been in some of the local papers. It is so painful. I mean, I've got stacks of these articles today. Our country is disappearing right now. And here's the headline. It's on Infowars.com right now. Journalism group protests Scalia tape grab. A deputy federal marshal violated the law and fundamental tenets of press freedom when she ordered two reporters to erase recordings of a speech by Supreme Court Justice Anthony Scalia. We've played some of his speeches in the past where he says, get rid of the Constitution. Rehnquist said it a couple years ago to a group of federal judges that we're going to, you know, get rid of it. The Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press, in a letter, said the marshal violated the Privacy Protection Act, which says government officers may not seize materials in the possession of people who plan to distribute them through public communication. It is clear that the statute's purpose is provided maximum protection for the news media against seizures of work product, the group wrote in a letter signed by Committee Executive Director Lucy Dalgish, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Legal Defense Director Greg Leslie and Kristen Murphy. And we've got the head of the AP in Mississippi saying something similar. And, ma'am, how do I pronounce your name correctly?
It's Lucy Dalgish.
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 Good to have you on.
Thank you.
Were you aware of people getting arrested for yard signs? Reporters getting arrested at protests. Were you aware of what's happening?
I wasn't familiar with anything having to do with road signs, but yes, we've had numerous reports of reporters who are covering protests being arrested. Every few months I get phone calls from reporters who had been trying to cover some protest or another, and they got swept up in a
police sweep. We have video in Portland where the police are seen ordering the targeting of the news cameras.
Right, yes.
I mean, this is an America where they go open fire on the press and the shotguns with the rubber bullets shooting the reporters.
Right. Yeah, I am aware of that.
This is Tiananmen Square, ma'am. No, I'm serious. Opening fire on peaceful people?
Yeah, it's really outrageous when the journalists are just there for the sole purpose of reporting what it is that the protesters have to say. It's particularly bad any time you're trying to cover an appearance by the president or the vice president. They won't let you anywhere near those people. And if you are anywhere near the president or the vice president, you know, you're just as likely to get arrested if you try to protest.
Okay. Now, in this case, Scalia went to a high school and a college.
Right.
And we've been here at the LBJ Law School. And the LBJ Library, but in the law school inside, and they'll have a big auditorium full. There'll be 50 students videotaping. We'll be there. We have a local TV show, and they'll walk right up and go, Mr. Jones, no videotaping. And I'll go, they can videotape. I will arrest you right now if you don't turn that camera off. Have you seen selective enforcement?
If you're not doing anything illegal, I'm not sure I follow the question. So
they have told us specifically, because we're free speech advocates, mm-hmm. that we've been at events where we're not allowed to tape, but everybody else is.
Oh, well, that's inappropriate. If you're at a private setting, if a private organization is sponsoring a speech, and the speaker says, I'll give the speech, but I will not be recorded by electronic media, that is probably legal.
But that's not the case in Mississippi. What happened here?
No, what happened was the reporters were in the audience, and they, before the speech started, they did not make an announcement that the reporters could not use recorders. So they turned their recorders on. One was a digital recorder, one was apparently a traditional tape recorder.
And these were also public institutions?
No, this was a private high school, a private Christian high school.
But I had read that they were inviting the public there.
Yes, that's true. They were inviting the public, but it was at a private place.
Okay, what happened?
Well, the Justice Scalia started speaking, and the reporters must have had the recorders visible because a federal marshal went up to them and said, I need your recorders. You can't record this speech. He doesn't allow it. Meanwhile, they're in the front row. And the speech is ongoing at this point. It was a speech about the majesty of the Constitution and how people don't revere it enough anymore. Anyway.
Oh, give me a break. He has speeches along those lines and then says we've got to go ahead and abridge it.
Well, but regardless, it's not clear to us whether or not he knew what the marshal was doing. But it was very clear that in the past, Scalia has made it very clear to the marshals that he doesn't want recording. So they probably were assuming that he would approve.
Okay, stay there. We've got a break. I want to do one more segment with you. I want to get into what happened, and I also want to talk about some of his past speeches. But we're talking to the executive director of the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press, and we really appreciate her joining us here on the show. We're going to break, ma'am. Can you stay with us? Fantastic. We'll be right back with our guest, and we'll get more into exactly what happened. Stay with us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today. Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Do you know there's a price war in the insurance business? Well, right now, don't wait. You call Termbusters, and you could save up to 40% on quality term life insurance. Call now. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. Here's one example. A male age 50, non-tobacco, issue preferred, $500,000 of coverage is only $113 a month. Guaranteed for 20 years. Call Termbusters to save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We have smokers' rates, too. We specialize in $500,000 and up term life insurance coverage. Call my friends at Termbusters now to see if you can save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Lucy Delglish is our guest, and she's the head of an organization that has reporters all over the country in it, Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press. During the break, we were talking, and you made some interesting comments. I was telling you about stories along these lines, how many I see, and can you tell the listeners what you told me?
Oh, you know, I hear of or read about or take phone calls from people about, you know, 11 or 12 times a day when things like this are happening. It's just I wasn't aware of the example you were citing from Georgia, but, you know, it's going on everywhere.
Would you say things are getting worse, accelerating?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's, since 9/11, there's no doubt that it's accelerated. No question about it.
You also, I mean, who do these officials and authorities think they are?
Well, they think that they were elected to tell us what to do, when in fact, you know, we're the ones that are supposed to be telling them what to do. And I think the American public needs to take some responsibility for this and push back and say, hey, that's not the America that we live in.
Ma'am, you have LexisNexis, correct?
I have Westlaw.
Okay, good. I have the news articles and stuff. I'm begging you to do this case. He's facing a year in jail. I have one local news article. There were two others. One of my listeners gave one of my documentary films that are award-winning, by the way, been on national TV, and he gave a speech of Ron Paul to a state police officer. The guy watched it in Leon County, Kentucky, arrested him, saying the tape was a terroristic threat to the government and him. He's facing 1 year in jail. The trial starts on Monday. I can't believe they didn't drop it. And the judge says, yeah, you're not allowed to give us videotapes. Now, that's Lyon County, Kentucky, and the judge is a McCaslin circuit judge. And instead of me just faxing you the articles, you might want to find those.
Okay.
Look, I'll stop jumping over you. I'm just very upset right now because this is accelerating, and he really needs your help. This guy's facing a year in prison. But just to expand, so what happened? What happened to him?
Well, what happened during the speech was the federal marshal went up to the reporters and said, hey, you know, you're not supposed to be recording, and took the tape recorders from them. And in the case of the digital recorder, erased it. Now, you know, it is probably legal for them to go up and say, hey, you can't record the speech, turn it off. Or it's probably legal to say, you know, if you're not going to turn it off, you have to leave. What is not legal under the Privacy Protection Act of 1980 is for them to seize the recordings themselves and take them away.
And seizing it, because I read the law is illegal, but then destroying it, that would have taken a court order.
Well, ordinarily, yeah. I mean, there are specific laws that have been passed that protect journalists in these situations. It was a law that was passed in 1980 after some experiences they had with the Justice Department trying to execute search warrants in student campus newspapers in California. So they passed this law so that you really, in situations like this, you clearly cannot seize anything from a journalist. That doesn't even get to the fact that it's probably also a Fourth Amendment violation.
Well, we saw what they did with the Fourth Amendment with the Fifth Circuit 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then the Fifth with the Supreme Court last Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is wholesale what's happening right now. I think they're going to pull up and arrest me any minute now. I got this Houston Chronicle where this independent activist journalist got the public document about the Mexican lobbyist running the Mexico-Texas policy for Rick Perry, and they called up and threatened to arrest her if she didn't shut up about it and said, you can't talk about it even though it's a public document.
Yeah, well, that is clearly illegal, and it's clearly unsupportable. But
I mean, who goes after? They're the authorities, the masters now. They enforce it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, how do you counter these people?
Well, I think what we're going to there's a provision in the Privacy Protection Act that says a news organization that has been subject to behavior like this or subject to an action like this can sue. So
you'll end up in Scalia's court, and and then he'll take his security guard duck hunting with him the day before the event.
And he won't recuse himself, and so there where are we? You know, I cannot figure out for the life of me what his problem is with the electronic media. It'd be nice if he would agree to enter the 20th century. Because the only possible consequence that could have occurred with these two print reporters recording the speech would be that their stories would have been much, you know, more accurate. I really don't get it.
Well, I tell you, they're waking up a lot of reporters doing this stuff.
They certainly are because, they're saying, hey, wait a minute, this time you've gone too far. Yeah, I'm really happy to see that because he really touched a nerve yesterday.
Lucy Delglish, I know you're very busy. Can I give you Kelly Rushing's number during this break before we let you go so you can call him and get him to give you some of the info?
Okay.
Because, I mean, he's facing a year in jail for giving somebody a video.
Yeah.
And I think this is pretty important. And, okay, we'll put you on hold. Thanks for joining us. We'll give you Kelly Rushing's number. We'll be right back, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com. It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to get into some of the other news and our loaded phone calls here in just a few minutes. But the substation, state police substation number in Lyon County, Kentucky is 270-856-3721. Please call it. Tell them you don't appreciate what they're doing to Kelly Rushing and that the country knows. And, you know, I think I'll go when I go on a big national radio show, not just my own show that reaches millions, but the big one that reaches 14 million people an hour. When I go on Coast to Coast in a few weeks, I think I'll be sure, because I'm going to talk about the police state, I'll be sure and talk about this case, too, see how you like that. 14 million people becoming aware of what you've done. Because, I mean, this is, I can't believe they didn't drop this. You know, when they arrest people usually for this stuff, they later drop it. Just insane. 270-856-3721. And before we go back to your calls, there are 400 hours of the LBJ tapes that were released last year, over 400. And in August 64, LBJ discusses reported North Vietnamese attacks on U.S. military ships in the Gulf of Tonkin and the resolution approved by Congress in 1965. LBJ's discusses his decision to send ground troops to Vietnam and to later increase the number of those troops. The Lyndon Johnson's library in Austin, Texas, began releasing the LBJ tapes in public. In all, over 400 hours of the president's phone conversations from November 63 through December 65. Now, I never heard it because I can't listen to 400 hours, but I did report the AP article. It's reposted. I did repost the article today that we covered last year, late last year, where the AP reported they heard it, where he got mad at him and said, you guys told me these ships weren't attacked, and they weren't. But last night I just said, you know what, C-SPAN's got 2 hours of this posted, and maybe out of the 2 hours they've got posted this public stuff, maybe I'll hear some of that in there. So I sat there for actually, I think it's 2 hours and 20-something minutes long. I sat there and listened to 2 hours of this, and we've got it posted. Here's just a few minutes of it here in a second. And now, you hear the tape noise of the tape looping, you know, thump, 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 you know, low quality, but you can hear what he's saying. He's talking to McNamara. We can't play a lot of this because there's so much profanity, so we've only had to grab the parts and, you know, cut out the profanity. LBJ talks like a sailor. He's talking to McNamara, and he says, well, were the ships attacked? And McNamara goes, well, you know about some of the gunboats up by those islands. Well, and then the answer later, according to the AP, is no, no one was even shot at. Some of our ships shot at some whales. These were destroyers way out in the sea, you know, 80 miles from land. So nothing happened there. They claim that some of the South Vietnamese, when they were up in there, might have gotten shot at. Well, yeah, it was a war going on. But see, they went on the national news and said our destroyers have been attacked. Our ships have been attacked, and that indeed is a lie. So here's LBJ, 3 or 4 days after this Gulf of Tonkin thing happens, getting ready for the Gulf of Tonkin resolution, and he's talking to McNamara, and he says, well, is it true? Did it happen? And McNamara goes, well, there were some boats riding around up in the harbor. I mean, that's all he said. And then, man, listen to two hours of this. It's about how they're going to lie, what they're going to do, how they're going to spin, how they're going to put, you know, 100-something thousand troops in without letting the people know, and it's something else. Imagine listening to 400 hours of this. So I did catch a clip other than the AP quote. The AP was specific. This is just an interesting clip that hasn't been discussed so far. Here is LBJ talking to McNamara.
I do think that if you have a press conference today, you're going to get questions on the claim that of the North Vietnamese, that their strike on the 2nd against the Maddox was retaliation for U.S. participation in the strike of July 30-31 against the Maddox. And I called back this morning and asked him to write a specific question to answer this. This is a very delicate subject, and that you say categorically that U.S. forces did not participate, they were not associated with any alleged incident of that kind. They weren't even in the area at that point. They didn't enter the area until 2 days later.
Is this an outgrowth of John's briefing?
Well, I don't know whether it's an outgrowth of his briefing, but it's an outgrowth of a lot of conversation here that's been working in the press on this subject. I think it's one that you have to disassociate yourself from and certainly not admit that any such incident took place, but neither should you get in a position of denying it, because the North Vietnamese have asked the ICC to come in there and examine the site, and it would be very unfortunate if they develop proof that you, in effect, had misstated the case.
Well, did the South Vietnamese launch an attack that period?
On the 30th, the night of the 30th, and continuing into the morning of the 31st, the Battlefield Committee ran one of these patrol boat raids against these two North Vietnamese islands. It's part of that covert operational plan. It was what John was alluding to when he talked to the leaders, and either they or someone else was making a statement to the press about this. And the New York, the Washington Post, if I remember correctly, has quite an article on it. Well, there's several. Here's one on the Post. Added to incident re-examined. Miscalculations during waves in Viet crisis. This is by Murray Mark.
you confirmed it, saying that it's now possible to reprise election by North Vietnam. Then another article someplace inside the paper on the same subject. It seems quite clear that there's a lot of talk being given to this. I'm sure you'll get a question on it. So Frank will get that written, suggested answer down to you.
So, LBJ says, were our ships attacked? And he goes, well, up there in the harbor, there were some North Vietnamese patrol boats, and there was some engagement with some South Vietnamese on some islands. But you heard that there were attacks on destroyers out in the ocean. And that's not the case. But on reality, our ships were there days before and hit-and-run attacks against them. And I'm not defending the communists. Give me a break. The point is they lied to escalate the war, and then the recordings go on with 3,400 Marines, and he goes, this is a good way to get people conditioned to accept it. Then they go to 70,000 troops and 100,000 troops and 150,000 troops in just the space of a few months. And then they're, still announcing, oh, well, the troops are just there in an advisory capacity, and they get into how to cover up the casualties, and, well, our Marines are killing innocent people. Well, we just got to cover that up. And so this is very, very, very serious. So, there he is going, well, were our ships attacked? Well, there were some patrol boats, and they went up and attacked some islands. That's just a little tidbit, because the AP listened to the 400 hours and found out where he yelled at him saying, why'd you lie to me? They didn't attack our ships. But I can't listen to 400 hours. I'm sorry. But that listening to 2 hours, that's what I heard. So that's what's going on right now. Let's talk to, is it Chad in Virginia? Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Alex?
Good. Could you hear what they were saying?
Yeah.
Good.
Pretty crazy. I was just kind of wanting to know if, last week when the Madrid bomb went off with the terrorists blew themselves up, supposedly.
Oh, yeah, that's clear that they were getting rid of the evidence.
Well, we were driving back to Virginia from Missouri. We were listening to AM radio, and when it first happened, it came across, and the news reported
that the police were in there, quote, shutting a bomb.
So they said it was a controlled bombing.
No, I have the Reuters and UPI reports, and they did tell the news cameras that they blew it up and it was an accident. Then magically, within minutes,
they
turned into the terrorists, blew themselves up. Yeah, they found some patsies, blew them up, even killed a few cops, and that's the story.
And instantly it was changed, and it's I just wish that people would wake up and realize, what's going on, because I myself, everybody that I know, I bring them. I don't have a way to burn the, burn the videos to give them, but I bring them to my house and show them, hours and hours of the footage I've got on my computer, and it just a lot of them. I don't really know where to go from there, because I just tell them to tell people. But
For those that just joined us, I think we're talking about the Madrid bombings back on 3/11. A month ago, or 2 days short of a month ago. That's not what we're talking about. Last week, it got reported that the police blew up a building full of terrorists, and then that story didn't go over well, so they changed it and said, no, the terrorists blew themselves up. There's a lot of sloppiness usually at the first. Yeah. So now there's no witnesses. Now they've killed the patsies, so they've gotten rid of Lee Harvey Oswald. Lee Harvey McVeigh. All right, sir, I appreciate the call. Yeah, that indeed was in the news, and I think I spent about a minute and a half on it. I mean, there's so many government-sponsored terror ops. How do you cover them all? Vicki in Michigan. Vicki, go ahead.
Hello. This is my first time calling.
Welcome. How do you like the show?
Actually, I missed the show. I had it downloaded on my computer, and then, maybe 9 or 10 months ago, for some reason.
And so now you're tuning back in. What's on your mind?
Okay. I just have to share with you, have you ever heard of a... Well, I don't know. Do you care if I mention first and last names of
people? Just go ahead,
people?
Ma'am.
Okay. A good friend of mine, Diane Stozak, I don't know if you know her, but she's the one that originally shared the information with your video. And anyway, I've bought a few things from you, and I've passed out a few videos myself. Matter of fact, I loaned out the new video that was, I don't know exactly when I purchased it here.
Matrix of Evil?
No, the Descent into Tyranny, the new video.
Well, that's 9/11 Road to Tyranny, yeah, and the book's Descent into Tyranny. Well, thank you for getting it out to people. What's on your mind?
Okay, well, I just actually called to say how disgusted I am with America and just to let you know a few things, what's going on here in Michigan. Number one, I just...
Number one, Michigan is a police state paradise for the parasites.
Oh, it's awful. I mean, you wouldn't believe the amount, well, yeah, you would, the amount of sex crimes that are charged with people here in the state of Michigan. Number two, they're conditioning us more and more. I have my own retail business, and my husband has his own retail business, and I have overheard within the last 2 weeks, and they were just a few days apart. I'm standing to wait in line to get to the teller, and the one occasion, and the guy is from this Dundee area, okay? And she asked him for his ID, and she says, ID? He says, ID for what? She says, well, I have to have your ID, and I looked at him, and I said, I'll tell you what, anytime they ask me for my ID, I would close my account. I said, this is getting ridiculous. And everybody just looked at me, right? Well, then a few days later, there was this older couple from Dundee, okay? And the assistant manager says, I need to see your ID. And he says, ID? What do you need my ID for? And she says, oh! She says, and she just laughed, and it just really irritated me. You might be a terrorist, ha, 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 ha. And I'm telling you, I was
and now,
so mad.
Ma'am, now they admit, this has been in the news,
right,
that they're going to use the Matrix snooping grid for all crimes, all citizens, your income taxes. It's not for terrorists. But see, all crime is terrorism now, so that's what they're doing. Thanks for the call, and keep it up. Let's go quickly here. Let's go to Elias in Michigan. Elias, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Fine.
Long time. Anyway, back to LBJ. You were
yes.
talking about LBJ. That's what interested me. And you know, they couldn't change his mind about what he was doing in Indochina. And you see the result that he ended up at.
58,000 dead Americans, so the government could ship in some heroin.
Of course, but the parallel is now you see Bush going along the same path, and none of this seems to change his mind. The farther he gets in, you know, the more he's inclined to get in farther.
He said, bring it on.
Yeah, absolutely.
And his mother said she's not worried about dead troops. She's not going to let that bother her beautiful mind.
Well, if you can see the future at all, you see him going down the same drain as Johnson.
But see, he's just a puppet. That's the UN plan.
Well, of course,
have us do the dirty work, energize the liberals, bring in the New World Order.
Well, of course, I think they actually said, get lost, Johnson. We don't want you around anymore. And that's why I don't know if you remember him when he came on the television and said, I will not run anymore. Well, I think they said, you better get out of here. You'll be running for your life.
I hear you. I appreciate the call. Yeah, he slinked back to Texas. They found other crooks to run things for him. Rick in Reno. Rick, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I called the state police at 270-856-3721, and I was a little disappointed, disgusted that phone line wasn't busy. Anyway, I gave him my piece. I simply said, hands off Kelly Rushing, stop persecuting a patriot. And the guy that answered the phone says, yeah, or something, or okay, or some sarcastic.
Well, you need to... Look, I'm going to call them back when I get off air, and I've called. It's been busy a few times, but everybody does need to call 270-856-3721. And I mean, they admit it's been in the newspaper, arrested for giving videotapes to a police officer. They think that's evil. They think this is China.
Yeah, well, we got to stand up or we're going to become China.
Well, it helps to let them know that people are aware, so...
Alex, looking forward to your show on April 22nd, and folks, call that number. Take care.
That's 270-856-3721. 270-856-3721. Folks, I mean, imagine if Philip Dean was in jail still for putting a sign in his yard saying our courts are a joke. Would you call for him? 270-856-3721. If you're afraid to, go to a payphone. 270-856-3721. Let's go ahead now and talk to John. John, where are you calling us from?
From Missouri, Alex.
Welcome.
Hey, I called that number too, and I just got off the line with those folks down there and let them know that I too was very concerned with the situation down there.
What did they say to you?
Well, they told me that, they said that allegedly he's been arrested for giving out the tape or whatever, but she implied as if there were some other charges pending.
It was in the news. It was in the newspaper for giving him a video. He was arrested. That's why they got him in the car. Now they're trying to claim he said something threatening in the car, but you heard Kelly. It's not on the tape. This is garbage.
It is.
I got video on Road to Tyranny with Abby Newman, where they grab her, put her in the car, and find some stuff about the Social Security card and the Constitution, and go, oh, what are we going to charge her with? This may be illegal.
Yep.
So that lady's now implying other things. Well, what did she imply?
She implied that he did some other things. I said, what other things did he do? She said, well, I can't discuss that. His court case will be on Monday or whatever. Or
oh, I guess
they'll
just bring up new charges when the trial starts, yeah.
I guess so, because she said she couldn't discuss it with me over the phone, but if I wanted to leave my name and number, somebody could call me back. I said, look, well, I hope you know a lot of people are going to be watching this, so justice better be served.
Yeah, we need people there Monday at the Lyon County Courthouse to go in as court watchers.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a lot of time to organize this. It's Friday. Just go do it, folks. Thanks for the call. We'll be back, get some final news. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. I started my fight against the New World Order by calling government officials, authorities, masters, and letting them know I was displeased. You need to do that right now. You need to call the Lyon County State Police Office at 270-856-3721 and just tell them you're aware of what's going on and that And don't sit there and rationalize themselves. They arrested him for giving them a video. That's bottom line. They want to kangaroo up some more charges. That's another thing. The point is they're arresting people for giving out videos. And you can also call the courthouse. Very important call the courthouse and to let them know that you're also aware of what is going on. And we gave out that number a little bit earlier in the show. Now is the time to get involved and to stand up for this constitutional republic. Now is the time to defend this republic. Now is the time to tell the truth by speaking up and getting involved in the information war. It is so vitally important. Please, 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 please take action today. The number to the courthouse is 1-270-388-2727. Don't count on others to do it. You need to do it. And again, that number is 1-270-388-2727. And the judge is Judge McCaslin, the circuit court judge there, and it's the Kelly Rushing case. And this is so sad to have this going on in our country, and it's going on all over the place. You heard the journalist earlier with the AP report. So horrible. Drug testing to become more detailed, Victoria Advocate. By the way, you've heard the global plans to put chips in the police and the military. You're going to get it first, see? Drug testing to become more detailed, the hair, saliva, and sweat of federal workers to be tested for drug use under a government policy proposed Tuesday that could set screening standards for private employers. See, it starts there, and this will be 7 years if you use drugs. There's a lot of false positives and the rest of it. This is all about training us. We have no Fourth Amendment. The proposal will expand the methods to detect drug use among 1.6 million federal workers beyond urine samples. It's being implemented with an eye towards the private sector, however, because it would signal the government's approval for such testing, which many companies are waiting before they adopt their own screening program. The military's involved going around doing free testing for corporations. That's been going on for 4 years. It's also part of an illegal DNA database. We've covered those articles. And now there's a federal plan to make all high school and junior high students do drug testing. Again, we're all criminals. This isn't America. Drug control official urges schools to adopt drug testing. Associated Press, again, White House's Drug Control National Drug Council wants all schools to test all students, not just athletes. You see there? But we can't drug test the president. No. Just a bunch of other news. We just ran out of time. We're out of time here, my friends. I hope that all of you will get my videos, will make copies of them, will get them out to opinion makers, will air them on Access TV. It's the First Amendment. It's our right to do it. It's our right to criticize the corruption of this government. It's our First Amendment to defend against tyranny. Toll-free number to get my videos. Big discounts when you order three or more. 1-888-253-3139. Make the call. Get the videos. Spread the word. People are waking up at record levels. The globalists are scared. That's why they're moving so hard and fast. 1-888-253-3139 or prisonplanet.com or infowars.com to order via our secure online shopping cart. Again, 1-888-253-3139. Or prisonplanet.com or infowars.com or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central, and call the state police in that courthouse today, tomorrow, and on Monday, most importantly. God bless you all.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.